Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. I hope you all can hear me tonight. Amen. I've been having a few problems here with getting on the internet and things like that. So need your prayers. Amen. If y'all would pray for me 3 times a day, I'd appreciate it very, very much. I've had some people already say they would. But if you will, I would appreciate it. God bless you. This is the new awakening. The approach to God is so very, very important. How do you approach Him? I approach Him humbly. I approach Him with praise and adoration. And I approach Him with prayers also. Amen. Well, we've come to thank Him tonight on the blog line 1,000 times or more. Amen. He deserves all the praise. I really was just talking last night and discovered that since last night and right now tonight, God has done at least 7,000 things for all of us. I said He's done at least 7,000 things for all of us. And who wouldn't praise God for doing 7,000 things? I outlined them last night to you. Hopefully you wrote them down. Amen. My God. Thank you, Jesus. For those who didn't get it last night, let me just mention it to you. First of all, knows how to keep your heart beating while you're asleep. But from last night to tonight, your heart has beat at least 1,000 times or more. I wouldn't be surprised if your heart has beat at least 4,000 or 5,000 times. But let's take 1,000 times. And between last night and tonight, yeah, you have breathed at least 1,000 times. In and out, in and out. But let's say in an hour's time you breathe X amount of times, but you at least breathe, God bless you, breathe. Even while you weren't aware of it, you were breathing. And you probably breathe more than 1,000 times. So let's say that's 2,000. And think about all the other things. Lady Betty, Dr. Betty, said she has a counter that counts the steps you take. And yesterday she had taken at least 5,000 steps. Many of you had taken more than that, over 5,000 steps. 5,000 plus 2,000, 7,000. It's probably more than that, what the Lord has done to you. Let you blink your eyes all those times in a day's time. Let you hear all those times. People have said at least 5,000 words to you that you heard. So if we take those, that's about 12 or 13,000 things He's done for you. God did all for you. What you have, He gave you. What you know, your brain has gone on and on and on and on from last night. Thought so many times you couldn't keep up with it. Yeah. And I was at 12 or 13,000. How many things have you thought? And none of these things, probably, none of you have thanked Him, all those 12,000 things He's done. And then you questioned us about thanking Him 1,000 times. How foolish. How foolish. Amen. And we ought to give Him more praise than we give Him. So what we do, we couple the people around the world, in Africa, India, Asia, Russia, Spain, Sweden, France, England, everywhere I can name. We have been told by the blog line that we have over 100 million listeners. And we give God the glory, not boasting in ourselves. We're certainly giving God the glory for it, but we're just trying to show you that it is important for us to give Him praise. That's what we're trying to do on the blog now here. We're trying to thank Him 1,000 times. Not really, because we're naming so many things why we ought to thank Him. We're giving reason why we're thanking Him. And so many things. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us health and strength, gave us His grace and mercy, helped us through the storms, giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a mouth to talk, and I could go on and on and on and on and on. But we put substance with our praise, and that makes it worthwhile. Oh, my God. Let me just get in the prayer request. I don't know if we got the lines open tonight or not. I understand that something happened to my line. You couldn't hear me. But I went on in by myself. That's my one reason why I just know I'm saved, because I can praise him without nobody around me. Amen. And live for him. Thank him for it. All right. I don't know if our master Hagen is around, but she can hear me. But I leave the lines open here tonight. If you have a problem on the internet, and if you would help us, we'd appreciate it. If we get them open, y'all can just praise him, and I'll praise him in the background. Now, I'm going to just say this. When we have a leader on leading the praise, I'm going to ask all of you to pull the phone away from your mouth. Amen. Be in the background. Don't try to be louder than the leader. That's not order. Amen. It's not good. It's not of God. You want to have order on the line. And so follow your leader. Amen. And there are many times if the Lord gets us on the blood, and thank God for the blood. Some of y'all ought to jump on the blood. Just start thanking God for the blood. If God needs us to get on healing, and we start thanking God for sending miracles, some of y'all ought to join us and just get with one accord. So we're approaching God about a miracle. And I can't tell what miracle might happen if we do it. Amen. But can anybody hear me on the line? Can I hear you? Anybody?
If not, we hear you.
All right, God. Your lines are open. Amen. I wanted to find out if I could hear you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Nick, Michelle Hendricks. It was what a joy it was to meet you there in Georgia, Hagen, Georgia. It's such a blessing. Amen. Such a blessing. Amen. Now, I want to assign you, Missionary Hendricks. You've done a great job. I want to assign you as one of my assistants on this line. Amen. That you would assist the Chief Ambassador. Sometimes when I can't get on, please know that I'm looking for you all to go ahead with the line. As they tell me you did last night, thank God for you. I'm not the type of person that, you know, I'm intimidated. If you take it and go on with the line, if you don't hear me, no, I'm grateful, very grateful. My plate is so full. And with the blood line every night, with the prayer line, 5 mornings a week, with the youth prayer line, and with the mother line in the morning, and so many discussions we're having. So, and then we've got Amazing Grace, which is our main priority, our church, and God's blessing it for number way too. And so many other things that I'm not even naming. But we need your prayers. I'm bold enough to ask you if you pray for me 3 times a day. That's what Daniel did when the king told him that he had to shut up and couldn't pray. He opened the window and prayed 3 times a day to the east, and then west, rather. And let his prayer be known. Now, if you can, pray for me. I appreciate it. I'm approaching some things that the enemy does not like. I'm talking about, many times I'm talking about the secrets that have been hidden from most people for years and eras. And when you start doing that, then the enemy doesn't like it. But I'm persuaded in Numbers 23, let me see here. Yeah, how Balak, the king of the Moabites, wanted Balaam, the prophet, to curse the people of God, but he couldn't do it. How can you curse on God's best? I'm blessed of God, and so I'm not afraid of anything. I just want you to pray for me. I'm cognizant of prayers that avail us much. The prayers of the righteous avail us much. They will be a blessing to me, and I appreciate it. God bless you. Let's ask for anybody, whether we have one person or whether we have 10 requests. I'm going to send it to Ambassador Mary Betty Johnson on the prayer request line for you and that you want to come to her. And also our family, you would remember our family, our daughter Lanitra and our grandkids. And anybody else who has a prayer request, we're not selfish. We want to pray for you too. We just want to know what you want to pray for. And if you will let us know, we'll be happy to include you in the prayer. Amen. God bless you. The line is open to you. Anybody have a prayer request, don't hesitate. I don't have a lot of time to waste. But if you will come off of mute while I'm talking right now and give your prayer request, that certainly would be a blessing. All right, anybody with a prayer request, the line is open to you. All right, God bless you. Hopefully your line is open where you could say something. One more time, I'm going to open it again. If there's anything with the prayer request, we want to hear it. The line is open to you. We're going to pray for you, and then we're going to thank God 1,000 times here tonight. And if not, we'll just continue on with our thank you. God bless you. Anyone? Anyone? All right. God bless you. Let's begin to pray in general, and then I'll go into our thank yous. Won't you join us if your line is open? Heavenly Father, I thank you because you're here as God. Oh, you're so generous, so ultra awesome, so phenomenal. Oh, my God. What can I say about you? God, you're always there, hearing our faintest cry. You always answer. So, God, if you don't answer right then, if we just wait on you, Lord, you always bless us and you answer. Thank you. Some people have had hard trials. Real stuck high. And people have done them wrong. And some people have been set aside. And some have worked all their lives and didn't get paid right for it. And some have been misunderstood, so misunderstood. And some have had a dilemma. But they needed God, you to pay them a visit and set them free. We want to thank you for what you've done already, Lord. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden and lightening every heavy load. God, we thank you for the healing virtue that's present on this line. I know you to be a mighty God and a mighty healer. You perform ultra awesome miracles. Yeah, and I want to thank you for it. Thank you, God. You're everything to me, everything to me. Yeah, to the artist, you are the Mona Lisa. And to the baker, you are the bread of life. And to the builder, you are a firm foundation. But to Bernard Johnson, you're everything, everything. God, there's nobody like you. Nobody can make the way like you can, God. No one is the creator but you. You are our Jehovah. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we praise you, appreciate you, and glory in you. Nobody but you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We love you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. We appreciate you for all that you've done. You're the most caring person that people ever or could ever meet in this life. You're the most understanding person that anybody could ever know. You're the most loving person on the face of this earth and even beyond. And you're the most compassionate person that we'll ever encounter in life. Oh, you're the only one that the Holy Ghost, oh God, came from. Yeah, the Holy Ghost, Jesus, your only begotten Son. We thank you for allowing your Son, Jesus, to come to this earth. God, to live and to move and to have a ministry. And then to go to Calvary for us. Oh my God, he did that through Jesus. Thank you so much. Now we have a right to the tree of life. We love you. We cherish you. We appreciate, oh God, everything you've done. You're the one, oh my God, has lifted us up when we're down, made a way out of nowhere. So much you've done for us. We just appreciate everything. God, you are the greatest wonder that the world has ever known. Oh my God. And we appreciate you again and again. You're the sanctifier. You're the deliverer. You're the cleansing power. God, you're the instructor. You are our guide and our leader. Oh, thank you for sustaining us. Thank you, Lord, because you never left us, nor have you ever forsaken us. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for molding us and shaping us into what you want us to be. Thank you because you baptized us with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Turn around and, Lord, healed us. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. And every now and then, even more than that, you refresh us and give us strength in Jesus' name. And then you have delivered us from so many things with your cleansing power. Thank you because you blessed us beyond compare. And for your protecting hand, we just thank you. Thank you for supplying our every need, for picking us up and turning us around and placing our feet on solid ground. Thank you for fighting the battles for us. We let you know. And we realize that the battle is not ours. It is yours, God. You fight the battle for us. What a mighty God we serve. And you protect us. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, because you strengthen our hands and feet so we can fight off those things that are coming to attack us. Thank you for the healing virtue in our body, Lord, that we have a healing virtue that can overcome every demon in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil with the blood of Jesus coming after you now. The blood gets on you. The blood gets on your eyes. The blood gets on your hands, devil. You're a liar. Thank you, God, because when you're hungry, you're always there and you feed us. And so many things. Now, Lord, bless us on this prayer line tonight as we praise you. Receive this praise. And God, let it be enough when you open up your mouths in heaven and pour out a miracle on your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you 1,000 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we invite others. We have the lines open. And we can hear, Lord, invite everybody, even without the lines open, to go thanking God because we thank him conglomerately all across the world, in every nation, in every country, in every city. I want to invite you to need the 1,000 thank yous in your area. People are having prayer lines, and people are having prayer groups, and people are having prayer time in their homes, on their jobs, at lunch, they have prayer lines and prayer circles. You're thanking God everywhere. Well, why don't you join in and be a part of it? Let's thank him right now. Those who have your lines open, help me thank him. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, 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 th
Praise your holy name, God.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, God, bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for forgiving us, Lord. Forgiving us, Lord. Thank you, Phil, for forgiving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, my soul say yes, yes, yes to your will, yes to your way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, God. There's none like you, Lord. Nobody like you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, God. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless all of you on the block line tonight. We're out of time. I want to thank you for coming to help us. Thank you. And I know that many of you are in foreign countries, and God understands everything you say. Amen. And thank you for spending time with God. We know how to spend time with other things, but we thank you for learning how to spend time with God. It makes a difference. Oh, my God. Somebody said, what a difference a day makes. I'm saying what a difference God makes. When you spend time with Him, it aligns you to be bountifully blessed. Amen. The Lord bless you all real good tonight. Amen. As we leave you tonight, just keep on praying and keep on praising God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. God's able to do it all for you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I always remind you that no matter what it is, and I mean that, no matter what it is, God's got it in control. And if you get it in His hands, I got a feeling, my God, that everything will be all right. It will be all right. Just give it to God, and He'll make it all right. Thank you, Jesus. He bless your family, bless your home, and everything. Just want to just say this in a prayer for you. Lord, bless these precious people in the city, in the field. Bless their home. Bless their family. Bless their son, daughter. Bless their lives, Lord. Bless their health and bless their strength. Let everything they touch be blessed. And God, if there be anybody who doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray that you save them and heal them. In the name of Jesus. Even as I pray here today, Lord, bless them and let your hunger be. I'm sorry, let your blessings be upon the people. And those who are hungry, I pray that you bless them in an awesome way. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings on the Lord, make it rich and add it no sorrow. Give your grace and your mercy to these precious people and take them through every storm they go through and bring them out victorious. We praise you for it, and we appreciate you, and thank you for helping me tonight. Oh, God, please help the people to keep me in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Well, then, God, amen, Ambassador Elect. Hendricks, amen. Yeah, you are going. God bless you. That's it. I don't want you to receive it without me because I want those blessings. I receive it. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
And anybody else who wants to receive it, you ought to loose it with your mouth by opening your mouth and say, I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. This is for you.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
In all of you, all of you, and you have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, Chief.
Thank you so much. Peace.